Greetings, 91 Weekers. Pastor George back with you again for week number 75. And this week we finish up the compelling book of Nehemiah and then move into the first three chapters of Esther. And as I engaged with the reading this week, I don't know about you, but I came away very impressed with the leadership that Nehemiah provided to his people as they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. And as I read, there were two things that stood out to me with regard to the way he approached leading the people and completing the work that God called them to do. And it's these two observations that I want to focus on today. So let me say before we begin that these two transformational principles are not new in any way. In other words, we have visited with them before on more than one occasion. And that being said, they remain critically important, and that's why Scripture continuously reinforces and emphasizes them to us. The first principle is this: Nehemiah depended upon God. It sounds simple, right? But the truth is, so many of us don't do that in our day-to-day activities. Although Nehemiah seemed to demonstrate and possess superior leadership skills, he wasn't impressed with himself, and he recognized that on his own, he would not be able to get the job done. More importantly, he also recognized that he had access to a capability that far exceeded his own, and he would have to invoke that capability if they were ever going to rebuild those walls. Human effort, although necessary, will only go so far. Nehemiah knew that, and he expressed that fact not only in this week's readings, but in last week's as well. For example, take a quick look back at chapter 1, verse 4, because here we see that Nehemiah fasted and prayed to the God of heaven. And then in verse 4 of chapter 4, "Hear us, our God, for we are being mocked." In verse 9, "But we prayed to our God." And then verse 20, "Then our God will fight for us." In verse 5 of chapter 7, "So my God gave me the idea." And upon completing the rebuild project, Nehemiah declared to the people in verse 10 of chapter 8 that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah depended on God. He didn't try to accomplish his mission in his own strength or according to his own natural capabilities. He realized he was facing opposition and only God could see him to the end. Now, this is critically important for us because no matter what we do in life or no matter what giants we face, whether it's simple or whether it's easy, we should always invoke the presence and power of God to help us accomplish whatever He places in front of us. For example, as finite creatures, you and I are limited by our own self-awareness, but God sees that which we cannot see. He knows that which we do not know. His intelligence and insight far exceeds anything that we could ever imagine. I don't know about you, but I want God to not only run interference for me, but to also point out the way and to intercede by His providence when things get challenging and difficult. That means I have to take time to ask and to inquire, to submit my will to His will, and acknowledge my desire to act according to His will. The truth is, none of us knows what's going to happen in the next 5 minutes, but God does, and Nehemiah knew that. Nehemiah depended on God. Now, moving on to our second principle for this week, and it's one we've talked a lot about recently, but it keeps presenting itself in our reading each week, so it must be important for us. And it's this: Nehemiah remained keenly aware of the presence of his enemies. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time today trying to convince you that there are spiritual enemies all around you in the unseen realm that desire to use every measure at their disposal to destroy you in every possible way. We've already done that. Jesus warned about this over and over again, so that we have to take him at his word that this is important. But the reason I want to bring it up today is because Nehemiah illustrates it for us in an important way, because he was able to keep one eye on the enemy at all times while he continued in the work of rebuilding the wall. Now, these opening chapters of Nehemiah inform us that the Jews who returned to Jerusalem to reestablish themselves and rebuild the wall were under constant surveillance and opposition. Opposition that tried not only to intimidate them, but to derail their attempts to rebuild the wall. And although these are human enemies, I can guarantee you that there were spiritual enemies working covertly behind the scenes to reinforce their wicked efforts. Nehemiah was keenly aware of the opposition he faced and did not underestimate their ability to create confusion, discouragement, or to frighten the people into stopping short of their goal. In fact, listen to verses 16 through 18 as I read them from chapter 4 in the New International Version. Verse 16, "From that day on, half of my men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. And each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked." Now, I absolutely love this illustration because we can apply it to our lives as well. We've got to be on mission doing the work of making disciples that Jesus has called his church to do. And the devil will never cease opposing that work. He'll attempt to discredit God and his word in an effort to fill us with doubt or entice us into sin in order to quench the spirit of God in us and disable our walk with God. And if he can't do those things, he'll try to distract us with busyness that draws our attention away from making disciples and onto things that won't amount to a hill of beans on Judgment Day. The truth is, Satan and his spiritual forces of wickedness have a large cache or arsenal of weaponry they can deploy against us. And like Nehemiah, we've got to be aware of those capabilities and ready to fight back at a moment's notice using spiritual weapons like prayer, fasting, and obedience to God's word. In the passage I just read above, Nehemiah equipped his workers with shields and armor. Does that sound familiar? I hope it does, because it sounds like the full armor of God that we've been equipped with to make our stand against the devil. But that armor won't do us any good if we don't apply it in our everyday situations and remain aware that there is an enemy assigned to destroy us. The good news, of course, is that God is much stronger than that enemy, and we have everything we need to complete the work he's called us to do. Nehemiah taught us two very important principles this week. He depended on God, and he remained keenly aware of the presence of his enemies. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.